Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. We got the whole band back together. Summer's coming to an end. Everybody was able to jump on the call, so I'm very happy to announce. We got Rojo. Say what's up, Rojo.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Got Kay Scott.
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
And Mr. JJ himself, Jason Hewlett.
Hey, hey, here we are.
Every week I'm coming up with a new nickname. Just kind of throwing them up against the wall, see which one stick. Got Jay Money last week, JJ. Yeah, we'll figure out the right one for it. It's good. It's just something's gonna come naturally and be like, oh, that's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's all good. Give everybody nicknames. That's how you know you're family, when you got nicknames.
And you don't get to pick your nicknames though. That's the only thing. You don't get to pick them. If that was the case, I would have changed all my nicknames growing up for my siblings.
Right. For real though.
I did not like any of those nicknames. They were all I believe meant to hurt me, to be totally honest. Make me insecure. Sure. Oh, hence the reason why I became a therapist. So moving on. All right, you guys, we got a good question from a teen that came in, and let's go ahead and jump on this question. Jason, or who wants to read this one off for us?
Oh, I was going to take it. Rojo, I'm taking it. So this is another good question. And the question is, how do I not get absorbed by social media?
Simple, to the point. Let's talk about it this way. Have you guys ever heard this before, that a big issue with addiction, if someone's addicted to anything, a big issue with it is accessibility. So if something's easy to like access, it's going to be harder to break those habits. It's going to be harder to overcome said addiction or dependency. Is social media easy to access, fellas?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Is just it, a little. Do you have to like, man, where did they put social media? I can't find Instagram anywhere.
Anywhere.
Where did TikTok go?
It wasn't Wi-Fi back then. Like, you know, it wasn't so easy access on the street. Like, you know,
right.
Dollar. So they made it so easily accessible. It's almost as if they want us to be addicted to it.
If you're going to say that, you might as well say what you're thinking about is what pops up on your phone too. But that's another story.
You having a side conversation with your friend. Next thing you know, it's like, man, let's go to In-N-Out. Next thing you know, you got In-N-Out ad. You're like, I've never searched for In-N-Out on my phone ever before.
Never.
And now they're showing me animal style. Yeah. Show me double doubles in my feed all of a sudden.
Let me get a lettuce burger.
Exactly. Let me get a protein animal style, right? So this is, even though we're making light of the question, it's a very serious question for a kid. Cause like, could you imagine, think about it, guys, could you imagine being 14 years old now with these supercomputers in your hands? And I've said this before on a couple other podcasts, but one comedian really made me think one time. He was talking, he pulled out his cell phone. He goes, you know what I have here right here in my hand? And the whole audience was like, what? He's like, all the pornography in the whole entire world.
Wow.
Right here in this little box. Yep. And I was like, everybody started laughing, but you could tell people like, it's true.
Yeah.
It was kind of one of those comedian jokes where it really makes you think. And he was like, yeah, that thing's powerful. Ooh. So social media, not getting like getting absorbed by it. I like the way that this kid used the word, because most kids would say, how do I not get addicted to social media? But he or she, I don't know who said, they said absorbed by it. When I think of the word absorbed by something, or when you guys say the word like absorbed by something, what comes to your mind?
Just taking over like a bear hug. Like,
yeah, right.
And then,
Rojo?
And then to me is a sponge. Like it's just
filling up.
Like, yeah, you fall in those holes of the sponges. So social media is the sponge and you're
Jason,
falling
you,
in.
Jason, you got teenagers. Yeah. What does absorbed look like?
All consuming.
The way you guys depicted it is exactly what I was feeling from it too. Cause if you put it in the absorb category, it's not even something that like you're even able to fight off. It's like you're helpless to it. And if you've ever watched The Social Dilemma, I've only watched it like 100 times because we show it in my class in high school. And they talk about how they dig deep down into the brainstem and they implant ideas and thoughts. This one guy on the movie, have you guys all watched it or no? Social Dilemma on Netflix? Yet. Oh my gosh, dude, you guys got to watch this. Parents,
terrifying.
Listen to this. If you haven't watched this, watch it, but don't be surprised if you're freaked out after you're watching it. But they talked about how they're trying to, it's not about just stealing people's information. It's not about like the social media companies like, hey, how can we steal their information? It's about pattern recognition. What are patterns? And then on a deeper level, they're trying to plant certain patterns deep down in your brainstem so they slowly start to manifest themselves. Mm-hmm. One guy on there who, in my opinion, was the smartest guy in the whole entire documentary, his name is Jared Lanier. If anyone watched it, he's the white dude with dreads. He invented virtual reality. Like he's the grandfather of virtual, like he's the father of virtual reality, invented the concept, the idea, and his team was the one that did the first virtual reality stuff out there. And he wrote a book, 10 Arguments to Delete Your Social Media Accounts Immediately. Mm. And in his book and in his interviews, he talks about that when you have this technology that you can sell, you're selling certainty to marketing companies. Never before in the history of human beings, like you guys have all done radio stuff for local radio, right? Or on TV, local TV stuff. The way local radio and TV would work was they'd buy advertisement, ad space, and then they would tell the people, look how many people we have listening or watching to us. So if you pay for us, you're gonna have access to all these people. But it was like still kind of a soft like hope that people are gonna buy your product. Then they started to see, wow, we can determine with very good accuracy through social media, through the algorithms, what are the people's spending habits. Then they started to say, what would even be better than that is if we could create the habits. And we implanted it deep down their brainstem so they start to manifest the actions we want them to manifest. And that Jaron Lanier guy, he famously says in the documentary, he goes, imagine if someone gave you $10 million to slowly just 1% change the way people think. He goes, that 1% is 1% of the world. That's humongous. For $10 million, just to nudge people in a little direction that you want them to go, because people would pay so much money for that. And that's what's been happening, is they want that reassurance that before they even pay for an ad, they know that the social media company has been doing the background work to make sure that the people who are looking at the ads aren't just being, they're not just guessing what their behaviors are, they're creating the behaviors up front. So having said that, let's answer this young person's question. What are some thoughts and ideas you guys have that could help these young people out there not be absorbed? And let's be honest, a lot of parents, more parents will be listening to this than teenagers. So this goes just as much for parents and adults too.
Any thoughts, fellas? I'll go first. And then Rojo, you want to go? Then
yeah, I got you.
Okay, so I talk about this at my presentations because for me, I mean, hey, we talk about kids having this challenge. Parents have an even greater challenge, in my opinion, because we're trying to tell the kids what not to do while we're looking at our phone telling them what not to do. And so I say that as quickly as this phone can connect you to the world, it can just as quickly disconnect you from your family. Ooh. So that's my first concept, is to say to the parents that are listening to me, what is your promise to your family with this phone? And one of the things I've had to do for myself, which hopefully is an example to my children, I don't know if they've implemented it, but I only share this with the audience and say, look, for me to keep control of things, I found that my addictive personality makes it so that if it's on my phone at all times, I will be on it at all times. I have a hard time keeping the boundaries from myself, and I'm an adult. So what I do not have the apps on my phone. I only load them when I have something to say or share. Social media, a lot of people just get stuck in doom scrolling, and I get stuck there too. So I say, unless I have something to share, comment, or like on there, I'm going to actually load the app. I have to do Facebook first in order to do Instagram. And so then I go in, I find what I'm going to do, I create my post, I post, I like, I send, I share, I delete the app. For me, that's the boundaries that I've had to set up for myself. And even though a lot of teens and kids would never do that, or even parents, I do know many men that have said to me, that changed my life as a dad. knowing how to be fully present with my kids just by choosing when I'm going to go on that app and be fully present. So for me, that's how I've allowed it to not absorb me, because it will and it can. Go ahead, Rojo, you're up.
Well, real quick, Jason, you touched upon right upon what I said as far as like that easy accessibility. And so you created an extra hoop for you to jump through, which you're less likely to jump through those hoops. And they talk about that on social media. People are less likely once they see, you know, with clickbait, they click on something that has this huge topic. It's just something that's like so dramatic, and you're reading it, and you're like, it's really nothing there, right? It's like, they're just trying to keep your eyes on it. And so eventually, if you hear something that's dramatic, you read it, you're not going to take the time to do the research on it, because that would take time and effort to try to figure out if it's right, good, or true or not. So if you just get something caught in your attention, you get it caught in your web, and you start thinking about it, it's easy to create dissension. And they were talking about the political dissension and polarization in our society, because people, they'll hear this crazy stuff like, why would Republicans do this? How come Democrats are so stupid? This is what they talk about on the movie, The Social Dilemma. And instead of doing the research to see if those people actually really said that, it's just so empowering and creates such an emotional response that now you're going to go down a rabbit hole of more information just like that. And so that easy accessibility, by you removing one of those options and make it you have to re-download, you better have a really good reason to go to that social media app. Otherwise, you're not going to take the time to jump through those extra couple of hoops. So that's thank right. you, Jason.
Yeah, man. And I'm only loading it on there right before I do an event, so that I can share that I'm at the event, and I'll literally take it off during the event, and I'll reload it if I have to after in order to interact with some people. But I have some very strict boundaries for myself, and I do make it difficult on me, because I know that I can, hey man, if you're an alcoholic and you have a bunch of alcohol in your house, you're going to drink it.
Yeah. Or if you live across the street from your favorite bar, like that's your neighborhood bar. That's really hard. So Rojo and Case Guy, I want you to answer this, and I don't know if this will help you at all, but one thing I was thinking, like, what if a kid came to you, like one of the kids you guys coach, and said, hey coach, man, like what's going on? Like, man, I don't know, just like people drama on social media, this and that. I want to get off social media. Like, it's just, but it's maybe when your players got their feelings hurt from a post. Maybe there's a game, they post something, people start hating on them. Maybe they're just venting you about the frustrations of social media, and you could see that it was absorbing them. What would be some things that you would say to them? Because I've seen you guys at coaches. I know as coaches, sometimes we got to help kids realize what's reality and just what's their feelings. You know, like, yeah, that sucks. And these fools aren't even important people to you in the first place. You know, have you had conversations like that? Or what are some of your thoughts on like that type of scenario with a teenager, like just really struggling? Like, what would you say? Now, if you're going to say something else, go ahead and say that. But that just made me think about you guys as coaches, though. Like, if you had a teenager come up to you and complain that they're struggling.
Yeah, I was going to say something different, but like what Jason was going by, like man, that's the advice that I'm about to take for myself, because it's tough. And like for a teenager, like it's easy for us to say, hey, just delete it. But, you know, we got to lead by our actions as adults and as role models, coaches, you know, as our podcast, we have to be able to be okay with being vulnerable and saying what we're not good at. So to hear what Jason just said, I feel like that's something that I'm going to start putting into myself, because I always put a timer. I put a timer on my social media stuff. I put a timer because I have caught myself as an adult. I have caught myself going down the rabbit hole. Like you was just mentioning, like exactly what you was just saying, Kaz, is like, you're looking at one post and then that post leads you to another post. Then it leads you to something else. Then it leads you to something else. Then all of a sudden you like sitting there like, what was the first thing I was on here trying to do?
Yeah, what was I even looking for to begin with?
What was the main purpose of me on here? See, so me as an adult, I know that I have done that. So for a child, no, not a child, for a teenager, you know, I know it's tough for them because you have social media everywhere. You have somebody that you can't just say, like, I'm going to just kick it. I'm going to just delete it and not do anything with it, because you might have your best friend that's like, hey, did you see this post that he posts? Or did you see this post that she posts? And it like makes you go back on it. So, I mean, the way that I'm operating on it is pretty much doing a timer, because I have my son on timer when it comes to playing video games, comes to his phones. I have a timer on there. So for me to tell my son that you got to have a timer, I have to have a timer as a grown man as well, because it can happen. And you just fall into the rabbit hole and you're just deep. And when you're too deep, you're unproductive. Like it's like you didn't did anything all day. And then all of a sudden that 5 minute post that you was looking at, it turns into an hour without you even knowing.
And then you're stressed about something. Then you're running behind. Yeah.
Yes. You're running behind. You're late. All of a sudden your mind is just like, you're in panic mode because you got caught up in some social media stuff that really don't have anything to do with you. It don't change who you are. It don't change your schedule. So it's like you're behind. So yes, I say timer. My biggest thing is putting a timer on it. And if you don't believe that you can put a timer on it, you can go right to Instagram, right to the settings. Yep. And it says you can put a timer on it. So you can do a timer, like people set alarms, multiple alarms. You could put multiple timers where you can put a timer on your Instagram, timer on your phone, a timer on your iPhone, like whatever you got, like just put a timer so it can remind you to like, hey, take a break. Because being involved and seeing face-to-face interaction is something that we've been missing. And I'm not blaming the pandemic, but that played a big part into making a lot of people feel like they need to be a part or need to not have that interaction, when interaction is one of the best things to have in your life. Especially as a teenager or as a child, is one of the best things to have.
Oh, for real. Preach, Rojo. Well said. Well said. I love it. I love it. Okay, what are some of your thoughts?
Man, you guys kind of like just rallied it all on up, to be honest with you. But, you know, just to kind of going back to, you know, what Rojo said, time allocation is important. And so if a kid comes to me as I'm their coach and a player comes to me and asks me, hey, coach, how can I not absorb as much social media? Obviously, I want to assess the situation and seeing how long he does it for. Yeah. Like, okay, if you have to estimate how long you look at it for, is it 3 hours, 2 hours? And then from there, like, okay, let's wind that back at least an hour, right? You know, depending on what the time is, just kind of slowly weaning them off of the social media and how much they absorb, and then figuring out what is it or what type of content they are looking at, right? Whether it's informational content, is it just drama stuff that they're looking at? Because I also think social media can be a good tool, you know, for instance, like seeing these virtual trainers, right? You know, a lot of my players, they look up individuals that do a lot of training online. And so they spend a lot of time researching, looking at it in that essence. So it just depends on where their energy is pointing to in regards to like the social media content that they're looking up. So if it's productive, cool, I like that. Let's keep on going in there. But if it's unproductive, let's try to minimize that time a little bit more.
But you're right, though. There's got to be guardrails, and time is a big one, because us as adults, we have a hard time regulating. I mean, we get lost in the sauce just as much as anyone else. And I like what Rojo said, too. It's like hypocrisy knows no bounds. Like, if we want to be an example to our kids and we're like, get off your phone, and they're like, well, you're always on your phone. Well, I'm doing it for work. Every time I bring up this topic and we watch The Social Dilemma in my high school class, we do this assignment. After this assignment, so many kids narc out their parents for being addicted to social media. In fact, some of them will say that they're not on social media because they had such a bad experience with their parent being disconnected from them. Our kids are in competition when they're really young with our attention with our phones. So they're constantly trying to, hey, dad, look at me. Hey, this. And as parents, when we're working, just like with our kids, it's so hard to differentiate between entertainment and productive work, because they overlap on our phones. You get a notification from an email that could be a big business opportunity, and then you get a notification of some stupid like meme or reel your buddy sent to you that you go down a rabbit hole for an hour of watching the stupid funny stuff where you didn't need to laugh for an hour. It just caught your attention and drew you away from responding to that email that you could actually made money from. Yep. And so for us to be able to have our own fine line in the sand, I think that's the best thing that we could do to be an example. But I think what you guys said for this young person is paramount and key. You have to have fail safes. You have to create ways for you to not fail. And whether it be timers, whether it be having to download your phone again, I know notifications are a huge thing. I tell all the kids, turn off your notifications. If your notifications are on, you're a slave. Your phone is calling you out. Your phone's like, no, you can't focus on your schoolwork. No, you can't do your chores. No, you can't do this. You got to be more paying attention to this. And because of our brain psychology, human beings cannot totally act like we just don't care what other people are thinking about us or if they're talking about us. we are hardwired to be like, wait, what'd they just say? What just happened? It's called the psychology of maybe. Maybe you're going to win. Maybe someone's going to mention you in a positive light. Maybe you're going to get an accolade. Maybe you're going to get an attaboy. Maybe you're going to get something. But the majority of the time, it's just small, brittle pieces of just dopamine, like just small little hits of something that just don't even matter. So we're going to go and wrap it up on that one. Thank you guys for weighing in. The OG team weighed in, you guys. Whoever's listening to this podcast, just let you know, this ain't called BG therapy. This is OG therapy. BG's baby gangsters. These are original gangsters. Okay. These are guys that have been there, done. Did you notice all of our examples were from our own past failures, right? Realizing that ourselves. So thank you guys for weighing in on that. Thank you for your answer, for sending in the question. For you teens, for you parents, just remember, when stress, anxiety, depression, financial issues, when anything in your life's got you down on your knees saying, please, don't forget you can always come listen to your OGs. Until next time, have a good one. Be cool.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.